Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. Cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
We were talking last hour with Sheriff Simmons about open carry, and somebody had called in or texted and asked, you know, can you open carry at the beach? And he says, yes, it's a public space. And somebody followed up, well, at the beach it is hard to hide a gun, especially for the girls. I don't know. Some more than others. 810 on News Radio 92.3. I can't believe that's the comment that I'm going to preface Sam Abel with, but here goes. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, and she may have hung up by now. Anyway, Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
I didn't hang up, Andrew, but I am not touching that. I'm not. So.
Very good. I appreciate that. Yep. Thank you for that. Yep. Let's move on. Last night's city council meeting, you guys have approved a kind of an interesting memorial name. Is that right?
We did. Very special meeting last night. It's our largest meeting of the year because it is the final adoption of our budget. So it's the culmination, you know, of 2.5 months of budget workshops and a lot of public input. And so Mayor Schluter and council took the opportunity with two very important items, knowing that we would already have a crowd. And the first is something that's very personal to me and to our other city employees. So we had a lot of employees who showed last night. And that is, Andrew, that the council voted to name the or rename the Tiger Point Reclamation Facility after our retired public works director, Thomas Lambert. And Thomas lost his battle with cancer. And we had a memorial for him on September 8th. And Thomas, who I know that you know him, Andrew, but at his memorial, it really was a all-stars of our public works officials from this region. In the 80s, he was the design engineer on our existing reclaim plant, which, as you know, I talk about all the time. I brag about it because it offers the only reclaim to households in our region. And he was just always, ahead of his time and a visionary looking forward. And we always called him the wizard behind the curtain. He was very humble, you know, very generous. And his sister and brother-in-law were there last night. So very touching. And when we finally cut the ribbon, a year from now on, you know, that new reclamation facility that cost $64 million, it will have the name of, not a senator or a congressman, but one of our local own, and that would be Thomas Lambert.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And only because I don't ever want to take credit for something that is not, I don't think I had ever met him or talked to him, and I wish I had. I just don't think that I ever had. So I love it. I imagine that somebody's like, you really going to name a wastewater plant after a person? Yeah. How important is wastewater? How vital is it to a healthy civilization in your life? And this guy was a wizard, as you said. That's a great thing to do. I mean, that's a beautiful tribute. It really is. You guys also paid tribute to somebody else in a surprise move last night, right?
We did. And so, you know, not too often that we recognize, you know, somebody that isn't even on the coast, but has far-reaching impact within the three-county area, and that is Reverend Bill Wright. Reverend Bill Wright is the reverend for 29 years of Bible Way Baptist in Pace. And what is so incredible about this gentleman, also a pioneer, is he created the Santa Rosa Chaplains Association. He did this over 20 years ago, recognizing how important it is for post-traumatic stress awareness for our firefighters and first responders. And why this is so important on the coast is that as we continue to have, you know, just more traffic and more, you know, fatalities, we really had a need for our firefighters. And when we reached out, when I came to Gulf Breeze 9 years ago, Andrew, we realized that we only had one certified, what we call CISM, Crisis Incident Stress Management, only one certified CISM individual, and that was Reverend Bill Wright. Since then, he has trained over two dozen first responders or retired military personnel in CISM. And they're there to be a listening ear and to make sure that, you know, our firefighters and first responders can go home to their families and put their mental health first. And so last night, our fire chief gave him a life-saving Meredith coin from the fire department, and Mayor Schluter recognized him. What was fun about that is it wasn't on the agenda. He was actually there to receive a proclamation on behalf of September being Suicide Awareness Month.
You rope-a-doped the Reverend?
We did, and that was so satisfying. I can't tell you. It was so satisfying.
Reverend, we'd like to give you a proclamation. Can you come?
Yes.
And then you did the other. Oh, I love it. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good
yeah.
stuff. Lying to the pastor. I like it. So no, that's great. I'm gonna apologize in advance. I'm gonna make a dad joke, but you've said it to me twice, once off the air and once on, and I can't not make it. Instead of calling him a pioneer, you should call him a pioneer.
A pious man. That is such a dad joke. I don't know. I'm going to roll my eyes at that one.
Right,
oh, my goodness.
I couldn't help saying it. Last thing, we just want to make sure people know. Last night, you guys ratified the final millage rate, which includes the 2 mil reduction in property taxes related to not having to pay for the sheriff anymore and other matters. But that's probably the one that people would notice the most immediately. Is that right?
Yes, and just for clarity, so our millage rate is staying the same. It has been the same since 2016. Historically, it's never been above 2 mils. So we're staying the same at 1.9723. The reduction that you're referencing, Andrew, is because the county reduced their millage in order to adopt a special assessment for funding the operating budget of the sheriff's department. So county residents are still paying for it, but they're paying for their sheriff's department a different way through this, what's called an MSBU.
Right.
Inside the city, the council looked at making changes to the budget so that we can, you know, proceed to fund our local law enforcement, but pass on that savings to our city residents. So for a home that is appraised at an average $260,000, they'll see above $500 savings this year. The other thing we talked about, Andrew, is, you know, we can't guarantee that savings in future years because really what the mayor and council did was say, hey, let's just wait, see what's on the ballot this November, what the governor and legislature do with property taxes, and then we can make some more long-range meaningful decisions.
No, thank you for the clarification. Yes, it was a county reduction, but you guys didn't offset that with an increase locally. Of course, your money goes to Gulf Breeze PD and the county's goes to the sheriff's department. And I just know that for people who might have been paying attention budget-wise, this is the final ratification of that decision, and that's what you'll see on your tax bill coming up. Very good. Sam Abel, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for rolling your eyes at me. I deserved it. At least twice.
Andrew. People are trying to drive. They're trying to drive to work. Now you got them rolling their eyes.
You can't get rid of me for that. Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, is always a pleasure. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. She was right. But anyway, no accidents to report.
So excessive.
But she was.
Why add on?
I'm just saying.
Sometimes you just got to let it go, bro.
Okay. That's fine. No corn for me, I guess. All right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Just seeing some minor delays through that construction zone. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about buying or selling a house, you know, you want to move to the beach, you want to pick up a vacation rental, you want to move to the country, you want to move probably not towards but away from John Pickens, you know, whatever the case may be, you your eyes. I'm dying.
Excuse me? I thought this was an ad.
If you're thinking about changing homes, bad neighbors. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with that. They sell about three and a half, four homes every single week, and they'll help you figure it out. They'll help you understand the market. What's it doing? Not just like in general, you know, market's up, market's down. But, you know, what is the market for $600,000 single-family detached homes doing in Gulf Breeze right now? Compared to condos, compared to higher prices or lower prices or other locations, because the market is different in all these kind of parameters. It's a particular thing, and they will help you understand what you can ask for, what you don't have to say yes to, all of that kind of stuff. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2x Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, like insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage, to companies not doing the job they said they were going to do. Make sure you tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday, as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
How did this happen? The talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay.
The car just committed suicide.
Shut up, man.
There's probably not a lot of lines from Pineapple Express I can play on the radio.
But
that one's funny. That one's funny.
You got me on that one.
Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David.
Well, good morning. Academy Award-winning director and actor Robert Redford has died. He died at his home in Utah at the age of 89 today. Israel has started its expanded ground attack in Gaza. Their plan is to take control of the city and dismantle Hamas. Israel's Air Force spent the last week bombing hundreds of terror targets. And South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she wants to try and strip Democratic Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of her committee assignments after Omar's comments following the murder of Charlie Kirk.
She is inciting violence against conservatives in the wake of Charlie Kirk's political assassination. She is dehumanizing conservatives all across the country, calling Charlie Kirk a terrorist.
And the move seems to stem from comments Omar made to left-wing personality Mehdi Hasan, criticizing Republican attacks on the left.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about getting new windows, or you know you need them, maybe because you want to save some money on your heating bill, your air conditioning bill, maybe because of neighbors who are noisy and you don't want to hear them anymore, there's all kinds of reasons you might look into new windows. Go to New South Windows. They're a new advertiser here on the program. The Pensacola showroom is at 6235 North Davis Highway. That's right in the Books a Million and the Hobby Lobby shopping center, sort of down towards the bend. It's in the like corner of the L there, right there. The deals that they have this month and next month through September and October, good through Halloween, 35% off American-made New South windows. Visit the local showroom for a premium protection from hurricanes, from intruders, from noise. I mean, you might not think about that, but, you know, a good window is a good defense. not so easy necessarily to get into. And you want to protect, again, from the storms, of course, from the noise, of course, from the intruders, of course, all that. And go ahead and bring your window and door measurements when you come in. Pictures always help, but the more information you have, the more easily they can take care of you. 35% off American-made New South windows, again, at that location on Davis Highway right by the Books a Million. Or you can check them out online at, I should know the website, and I do not have it. I'm sorry. It's probably newsouthwindows.com, but I'll look it up here and fix that in a second. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. If you are on Beverly Parkway, speaking of that, we just had an accident that occurred at Cary Memorial Drive in Beverly Parkway. The road is blocked on Beverly Parkway, so just be aware of that. You might want to make alternate plans. I'm John Pickens with your traffic.
How much of it's blocked?
That part.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
All five lanes?
Well, I mean, you
know, when yesterday you did the thing about Plantation and Creighton.
Right.
You know, there was a wreck there, which there's never a wreck there. It was still there when I went home. I saw them in the median. I mean, they had it pulled away, so it wasn't affecting anything.
But was it blocking any of your travels?
At that time, it was not.
Okay. Then I have done my job correctly.
You have. 625 on News Radio 92.3. Very interesting development. It was announced yesterday on Pep Talk. Of course, you know, yesterday Jake was filming for Meg, but the folks from NAS Whiting Field were here, and it was Jamie Coffey, who is the public information officer. Jamie's the best. Commander James Galison, who is the commanding officer of Training Squadron 28, HG-28, call sign POTUS, cool call sign, and basically said that this week is the sundown, the end of the use of the TH-57. We've been gradually trading out the TH-57, the Sea Ranger, or sometimes called the Ranger, the Jet Bell Ranger, whatever, for the TH-73, which has been the Leonardo one that came in to replace it. And that's ending basically this week.
If you go to the Naval Aviation Museum, there's a helicopter it's actually hanging up kind of in the rafters. But that's a TH-57 Alpha model. Okay. So it's an orange and white.
I think it's over near the atrium, I believe.
It is, yes. So it's right by the atrium. And that, I think it last flew in 1977. I think if you were to open the door to the cockpit, there's still an ashtray in there.
I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, so that was the Alpha model.
Okay.
And then right now, we still fly the Bravo and the Charlie.
Ashtray. What I love is when they start talking about it being up hanging, you looked up, John. That made me laugh so hard.
I was trying to visualize remembering where it was.
Okay, so they go on to talk about the B and the C model, the A model hanging in the atrium. Look up.
So our students, the ones that have gone through the 57, you start off in the Bravo, which is about as basic a turbine helicopter as you could possibly get. So there's no like flight control system. There is a hydraulics, it's hydraulically boosted, but it's really just kind of you and the machine. So it's probably for our students, the first helicopter they ever fly is also the most difficult helicopter that they're ever going to fly.
Makes sense.
But it's an amazing little airframe.
Yeah, learn how to fly on the difficult one, and then it's easier to fly the later ones.
And we actually, the Bravo just had its last flight last week. So last Wednesday was the last flight of the Bravo.
Last student to go through there?
Yeah. Well, actually, we had some instructors that flew the last ones. Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's kind of cool.
Based on the age of the TH-57s, I think there was also a component of, I hope this keeps working for us. Because, I mean, they are on their, like, 57 years that platform has been in service. Now, not necessarily, obviously, the ones that they're flying now are not the ones that have been there for 7 years. But, I mean, that's like B-52 endurance, right? I was talking earlier about how I see these posts every once in a while, like the B-21. The Raider, just the second one, just got up in the air for its flight, and people are like, yeah, in 20 years when the B-21 is retiring, they'll be doing a flyover with the B-52s that have been in service since, you know, 1955 or whatever. That's true, probably.
And the Charlie, this week, we're going to have our last student event ever after almost 34,000 rotary wing pilots have come through the pipeline on Wednesday. So we're gonna have that flight up at Whiting.
History in the making.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things. I tell you this just because I know a lot, and we've done a lot with Whiting, and I try to, but I know a lot of folks think of NAS Pensacola as, you know, where all the naval aviators start, which includes, by the way, Coast Guard and Marines. But really, we make pilots at NAS Whiting Field. Fixed wing on the T6 Texan. That's the turbojet that you see, you know, running around with the propeller, turboprop, excuse me. That's, you know, we see the orange and white plane buzzing overhead all over Santa Rosa County. That's training for Whiting. And I know some for NES, the Pensacola too, for backseaters, but on point. But the helicopters, if you see helicopters, 100% of Marine, Navy, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots learn to fly and have learned to fly on that TH-57 flying out of Whiting Field. 100% of them. 34,000. Almost the population of the city of Pensacola. Not quite 55,000, but you get two-thirds. That's an amazing thing. And for them to change platforms after all this time to go to the Thrasher, the new one, the TH-73, it's a big deal. So that's why they're talking about it. There's actually going to be a specific sundown ceremony over at NES Pensacola at 1 o'clock. Is they're supposed to land over there by the bleachers for the Blue Angels on Friday. If you want to go, that will be open to the public. They don't expect, they didn't say it was going to be a big ceremony, so I wouldn't expect much of it. But it's a, I mean, major thing. And, you know, the economy of Santa Rosa County depends on Whiting Field. The military and naval aviation, marine aviation, Coast Guard aviation depend on Whiting Field. And every once in a while, it's important, I think, to remember how vital the busiest airport in the world is to our economy.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley, remembering a true Hollywood great. Robert Redford has died at his home in the mountains near Provo, Utah. Founder of the Sundance Film Festival, after a life of on-screen charm telling American stories from The Natural and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid to All the President's Men and The Sting. Robert Redford was 89. Also in Provo, formal charges this afternoon for the 22-year-old accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk. FBI Director Kash Patel tells Fox.
We've collected information where, through witness interviews from the FBI and local law enforcement, that he essentially admitted after the shooting and assassination of Charlie Kirk, the suspect admitted to it.
Citing evidence that he told his Discord chat group, it was me. President Trump and the First Lady flying off to a royal welcome in the UK. And Tim Walz, the Democratic vice presidential candidate, will seek a third term as Minnesota governor. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 71 and partly cloudy skies. Our next forecast here in just a minute with Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson. Well, violent and weapon-related crimes have seen a big drop up in Atmore. Officials say it's about 50% lower right now than it was at the same time last year.
It takes more than law enforcement to solve the problem.
And it's Sergeant Daryl McMahon from the Atmore Police Department. He's attributing the decline to their community partnership with law enforcement and increased public engagement. Police say they've started a new Explorer mentorship youth program, and that's fostering trust and cooperation with youth, while neighborhood watch programs have also led to the community engaging more with their officers. Charlie Kirk could have a permanent memorial in Escambia County. County Commission today meeting, and they're discussing a proposal to potentially rename a Myrtle Grove Road for the conservative activist put forward by Commissioner Mike Kohler He's proposed potentially renaming a road to either Charlie Kirk Way or Turning Point USA Road. It's 8:32 at News Radio 92.3. The number and percentage of children without insurance is increasing across the state. Reasons include recent Medicaid rollbacks and court battles. The Florida Policy Institute says the state's been fighting the feds in court over requiring the state not to kick off families that miss a monthly payment. Jennifer Weidenmeyer's 10-year-old son, Hayden, doesn't have a sinus because of a rare disorder. Weidenmeyer says they started having coverage issues when he transitioned from Medicaid to Florida Kid Care.
Families like ours are being forced to choose between care and survival.
And the state's been fighting the federal government in court over a rule that prohibits states from canceling coverage for families that miss a payment. Florida's new super speeder law recently went into effect, and News Radio's Chris Bryan with this story.
Florida's new super speeder law recently went into effect, imposing steep fines and possible jail time for drivers caught exceeding the speed limit by 50 miles per hour or more. In the first month, FHP charged at least 70 people under the law, including a motorcyclist in Escambia County arrested for allegedly driving 94 miles per hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone near Highway 98 and Chaseville Street. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Florida could ban a controversial vaccine. Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo saying he wants the state to eventually ban the mRNA vaccine. He said in a podcast published on Sunday that the goal with the mRNA is for that not to be available to anyone. Latipo says nobody should be using it, and he didn't give a time frame for when he wants to see that ban finally enacted. Well, a police officer dead after being shot while off duty in Volusia County. This happened in Ormond by the Sea yesterday. The sheriff's office says police officer David Jewell was out of uniform and off duty at a Circle K when he was shot several times in the head by an employee. The 45-year-old Jewell died at the scene. There is a suspect in custody, and right now, no word on a motive. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic.
That's right. Okay, if you are on Beverly Parkway right now, headed toward, going eastbound toward Brent Lane and North Palafox, you're going to have some major delays right there. We have an accident that the eastbound lane is blocked in that area, so just be aware of that. You want to plan an alternate route. Also, I-10 eastbound, just right around the Highway 29 exit. Through that construction zone, seeing about a 5 to 7 minute construction delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. John, 71 right now. We've got partly cloudy skies our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 89. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Keeping the beautiful sunny weather around on Thursday with a high near 89 degrees and a low near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 836, 71 degrees, partly cloudy. Your money now. This morning, stocks ticking just a little bit higher. The Dow's up 26 and three-quarter points, 45.910. S&P up 5.5 points at 62.20. NASDAQ up 14 and a quarter points at 22.362. 10-year bond rate up a bit, 4.039%. Gold prices up 10.80 at $37.29.80. Silver up 38 cents at $42.34. And looking at the crypto market, not a huge change. All up just a little bit. Bitcoin up about $18 at $115,337. Ethereum up $11.50 at $4,500. Solana's up $175 at $234.90. And Dogecoin up about almost 0.2 cents this morning. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines for today. The focus on the Federal Reserve this week, with the central bank widely expected to cut interest rates. The Fed kicking off a two-day meeting in Washington, D.C. They could have an announcement on a rate cut as soon as tomorrow. There's a deal to save TikTok, and apparently it's almost done. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirming that they have got a framework for a TikTok deal, and this is after trade talks between China and the U.S. in Madrid. The FAA is proposing more than $3 million in fines against Boeing and Spirit AeroSystems after hundreds of safety violations were discovered. Those occurred at the Boeing plant in Renton, Washington, and the Spirit AeroSystems plant in Wichita, Kansas. Officials say the violations happened between September of 2023 and February of 2024 on the 737 production lines for both of those companies. 8:38, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery. So when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Well, I was going to ask the question, what's your favorite Robert Redford movie since he's passed away? But since John said he doesn't know any.
No, I know now that I've reviewed it.
Oh, now that you went looking online, you cheat-coded your way in. It's fine. And I didn't want to exclude people. I didn't want to make it. So I'm going to, if you want to weigh in with your favorite Robert Redford movie, just leave him be. It's okay.
What?
You can't know everything.
You don't know any Robert Redford movies?
Well, I do now.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't remember.
I know, Meg.
Oh, my God.
You completely offended Meg, who's, by the way, good to have you back.
Thank you.
Hope you're feeling better.
Be
well, I just cut off the microphone.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I was, like, saying what a lot, and nothing was happening.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
welcome
I mean,
back.
So we can, if you want to text me in your favorite Robert Redford movie, that's fine. But that's not the question of the day. It gives me an idea for a question.
Oh, no.
And...
Great. Welcome back, Meg.
I love the dread. So... It strikes me that there are some actors or actresses, answer however you like, who are so well admired, liked, respected because of the characters they play or because of their persona, whether or not real life, but that they have, I don't know, gravitas or something like that, that if they ran for president, they'd have a good chance of winning. And you can't really put... you know, Robert Redford in this category now that he's passed away. But that's what made me think of it is Robert Redford, maybe not at 89, although that makes him almost old enough to run for president.
It's qualification.
I can't help it. But, you know, there are certain actors or actresses that carry enough respect as people, almost regardless of their politics, that if they were on the ballot, they'd have a chance, a real chance. Maybe they'd win. So who's your actor that you think, if that were the case, could do it? Because, I mean, I think Robert Redford would be that kind of a person that if he decided to get into... And, of course, he played a political candidate, you know, in The Candidate. Fantastic movie, by the way. Outstanding. I just for those of you who this is all news to, and I'm sorry to break the news to you that Robert Redford passed away, but one of my favorite lines from The Candidate actually mentioned... Well, here you hear it. This is when he's talking at the women's meeting. He's doing one of these little round tables, okay?
Ladies, if we can all just simmer down now and keep our blood pressures under control, Mr. McKay has something very important he wants to talk to us about.
Because the candidate name was McKay in Candidate.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'll put that aside. Sorry, I couldn't help. Anyway, tell me an actor or an actress that you think probably could have a good chance of getting elected because of the roles they've played, the persona they represent, you know, people who've played presidents. You might say, would have this opportunity. John, you have any? 437-1620, 437-1620. Or you can text me your favorite Robert Redford movie. That's fine, too. We'll talk about those. Go ahead.
Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
Go ahead, punk.
Yeah.
Make my day.
Definitely historically. and I would say, you know, popular. Very popular.
He's a little older, but yeah. I guess he qualifies now. So.
Now he's eligible. That's right. Meg, do you have a...
Well, there was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, right. We actually had an actor who became president,
so
largely on the basis of, I mean, yes, his ability to speak, yes, his politics, but yes, he was well known as an actor and he was beloved. Yeah, sure. Do you have another one, or is that the one you're going to
go with? Well, no, but I was just sitting here thinking of all the different actors, and I thought, I started laughing because I thought how fun it would be to have Robert De Niro or Al Pacino as president.
Oh, yes.
Talk about not messing around, people. We would have, that would be so interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, because they're such a studied persona, right?
You know?
That they really, and some actors are great with range, and other actors are just great at A type, right?
Yeah. It just made me laugh, but Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Is just so solid as a person and an actress.
And this is not about their politics.
No,
I'm not talking about their politics. I'm just saying people who, look, we all know that people vote for the weirdest and dumbest of reasons. They vote for people they like and people they trust.
Yeah.
And people that they enjoy listening to. I mean, among other things, it's a factor. And so I think there's a lot of people who, you know, these actors or actresses, and I'm not advocating for it. I was thinking about this, about what would happen if.
I would go with. And
Hold on. Oh, we got texts.
Okay.
Go on. Fine, Meg. Welcome back.
I know there's some controversy around him, but I just think he'd be the best Tom Hanks.
You know, that's a great example. I think Tom Hanks is universally loved.
Yeah,
if you don't like Tom Hanks, I kind of don't know what's wrong with you. Something weird about that, honestly.
So patriotic.
And yeah. And, you know, somebody might say Gary Sinise as a more of a conservative, but somebody who's been advocating for the military and veterans a lot over the years.
Yes, that's true.
We'll come back to this. 437-1620. Let's see. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with that accident that happened on Beverly Parkway as you approach Palo Fox going eastbound, so just be aware the road is blocked, and I'm seeing some major delays in that area. But other than that, we are rolling delay-free. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need video footage or you're producing, you know, a reel or whatever for Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or your website, Pelican Drones. I know in their name it says drones, and you think, well, I don't need a drone. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Flying around the house and getting a video for before and after, if you have before, obviously, it's helpful. If there's any kind of damage, or you're selling a house, or, you know, you want to fly through your restaurant and show people what it's like, or, you know, walk through a business or a home or a boat or whatever. They do all that. But also, you want to do client testimonials. You want to do training videos. You want to do the, hey, here's who we are video for introducing yourself online. They do all of that stuff. I mean, if it relates to a video on the ground or in the air of any kind, plus the production, they take care of that. Then you own the footage, so you can use it however you like. And they have all these, you know, big clients that they've been working with for years and years, and small clients too, like anybody. They'll help with this. They're just fantastic. You can use their services by the hour, by the half day, by the day. You know, do ads, produce a variety of ads for the next 6 months, whatever. They can take care of all that. Find out more at pelicandrones.com. All right, back to the question of the day, which is... it's a Robert Redford favorite movie, but it's meant to be, what's an actor or an actress that you think could get elected probably president if they really did put out for it? Almost like of all of the actors, if the Actors Guild tried to put forward a candidate, you know, who would they have the best likelihood with? I think Tom Hanks is a pretty good guess on that. 437-1620, somebody just says 3 Days of the Condor, great movie. Tommy Lee Jones. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
Oh, no.
McConaughey.
All right.
You love them redheads.
Let's see. Keanu Reeves could win, known for being a nice person in real life. You know, that's so there's always the persona versus, because he was, you know, the goofy screw up, and then he was the cop in Point Break, Bill and Ted, and then Point Break, and now Point Break. I keep saying Brank. I don't know why. But now he's become the John Wick is kind of his, or the Matrix, Neo, whatever. But, you know, interesting. That's an interesting one. Whoopi Goldberg. Interesting suggestion. And also Harrison Ford from the same person. Not probably the same. But I think, you know, Harrison a lot of people hate Whoopi for her politics. But as a person, as a persona, she is somebody people listen to. She's a serious, she's a
very
serious
smart.
Person. Yeah, very smart. Very likable. She's done a lot of great movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, the issue there would be natural born, but yeah, I would agree with that. Somebody says Terry Crews. That's interesting.
Yes.
Well, you know what Terry's great at? He's great at being liked. He's very, very good at being liked and saying the right thing and being an encourager. And let's see, Barefoot in the Park is a good movie. We're kind of doing both topics. Denzel Washington. Oh, that's a good suggestion.
I was thinking of Denzel.
How do you say it? It's Denzel. Denzel is how we're supposed to say it now. I'm not changing. Denzel Washington. Somebody else said Clint Eastwood. That was your nomination, John. Mm-hmm. Somebody else said Denzel. Somebody said Tom Hanks, Matthew McConaughey, Sean Penn. You know, I'd say Sean
Morgan
Penn,
Freeman.
No.
I was thinking Morgan Freeman, too.
But Sean Penn, no, because he's so made politics that I don't think it works for him. Plus, his roles are not, you know, they're weird, a lot of his roles. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
I mean, how many, if you have a president in a movie, it's Morgan Freeman.
Well, he did play.
Or God.
God. Right.
I was
God
just about
all.
To say that.
You know, he can be the president. He can be God. Maybe we don't care which one it is. You know, that's fine. Let's see. James Earl Jones, if he were still alive. Oh
I
yeah.
Love his voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And nobody would hold Darth Vader against him. In fact, maybe they'd like that. Gary Sinise, Denzel Washington, Tom Selleck. Oh, that's an interesting suggestion. Tom Selleck, Paul Newman, another interesting suggestion. Let's see. And I'm surprised this has waited so long to come in, but Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford would definitely be that kind of. Although I don't know if you've watched his latest series, the one where he plays a shrink, which is a great show.
Shrinking.
Thank you, with Jason Segel, and it's. I love his character on that. Oh man, that character could get elected president.
What if we went in a different direction?
Oh, tell me, what do you got?
Steve Martin.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. Comedians.
Think about all the comedians out there that are
interesting.
Actors.
Pauly Shore. No, just kidding. Okay, so Andy Griffith or Dick Van Dyke, of course, Pryor. Cheech Marin, you're funny.
Yeah, there you go.
Whoopi Goldberg, smart, I don't think so. Come on, you got to give credit to people when they disagree with you. It's okay. with Terry Crews being president, Camacho from Idiocracy. That's nice. Spy Game is a great Redford movie. You're exactly right about that. The Way We Were was the best Robert Redford movie. Somebody says, oh, Sean Connery. Same problem with The Bourne. Oh, Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting suggestion. Let's see. No, this is not true. Is this true? Somebody says that Margot Stringfield from UWF is Steve Martin's mother-in-law.
Oh.
Is that true? I know her.
Oh.
I don't. I now gotta know. Martin Sheen, not Charlie. Let's see.
He played a great president in West Wing.
Yeah, that's. I mean, the best TV president.
Mm-hmm.
Jed Bavin. Well, he was a Democrat. Shut up. Yeah, he was a great Democrat president. What this country needs is Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh my gosh.
I love some of these suggestions. I got to check my own. I haven't had time to look at my own list to see if we missed any. George Clooney, arguably. Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
He's the wartime president. So anyway, that's our question for the day. That's your fun question. People are now throwing in things like, whoa, comedians. I mean, Robin Williams and Bernie Mac and, you know, who knows? Well, there's lots of options. I mean, obviously, we all want Bill Murray to be president. Much though I love him, the answer is no. 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right. Get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the
most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
So I think it's best for all of you to go back to your homes until this thing blows over.
You don't seem to understand. Most of us don't have homes to go back to.
Swapping out artificial dyes for natural colors. The company says snacks like Doritos and Cheetos will be colored with a mix of beets, radishes, paprika, annatto, and turmeric as the FDA pushes food makers to phase out artificial flavors by the end of 2026.
You better not make them taste any different.
Don't touch my artificial flavors.
Oh, if those if those nachos don't taste the way they used to taste,
there's going to be a revolt.
There's a problem. Yeah, there's going to be a problem. I mean, if all it takes is a little natural turmeric or whatever to make it taste the same, I don't mind. But if I dig into the new and not improved Doritos and my mouth knows the difference,
It's on.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
All right. So we've just cleaned up that accident that happened on Beverly Parkway. So that is Beverly Parkway eastbound approaching North Palafox. We're just seeing a minor delay in that area. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I sort of hate to end the show on this note.
What note?
Well, it was another news story.
There is a new M&M flavor in town. Honey roasted peanut M&Ms are here to stay. They will be available in grocery stores and online this month.
Yeah, same.
Why?
And since we're already in the vicinity of ruining your life for you, you ready?
Yes, might as well.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well pile it all on here. Krispy Kreme has new donuts coming for the fall. Are you a Krispy Kreme regular or a Krispy Kreme other?
Oh, regular.
Regular, yeah. The basic donut is not. Don't mess with it. So they're always trying to come up with these weird ones. Here you go. Cream puff donut, unglazed ring, swirled with rich cream, dusted with sweet powder, sugar coating, and crowned with the cheerful donut dot. No thanks. Blue ribbon apple pie donut. Dude, you have apple pie. You don't need this. And, you know, you can burn your mouth at McDonald's and you don't need this. An unglazed shell donut bursting with apple cinnamon filling dip. Oh, I have you there.
Bursting.
I know.
I was like, wow.
So the donut's going to attack my mouth. Okay. Dipped in gooey caramel flavored icing, sprinkled with cinnamon cookie crumbs and drizzled with white icing.
That's too much work. Just give me a donut. Glazed one.
I'm saying. Yeah. Caramel churro donut inspired by the fair churro. The donut's covered in cinnamon sugar and drizzled with luscious caramel. Just get a churro.
Why not?
And then this one. And, you know, my wife is a big Krispy Kreme fan of the basic and also the custard filled. It's the only other one she'll eat. But I know she loves this flavor because her favorite ice cream is cotton candy ice cream. She loves cotton candy. The cotton candy donut. And her first answer, I asked her, I said, what do you think? She said, no. I said, an original glazed donut dipped in blue icing? No. And coated with cotton candy flavored sugar? No. Topped with strawberry flavored icing? She loves strawberries. It's no. And a fluffy cotton candy flavored buttercream dollop. She says, the more you talk, the less I want it.
Well, there might be a reason for that because she said no several times to you.
Yeah, right. Well, there's that. The more I talk, the less she wants me. So, yeah, I am the cotton candy donut. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Get out the violins.
4-3. Wow. I don't know what's happening here. Hey, speaking of donuts, if you need to get your plumbing or your air conditioning or your heating or...
what in the world? Oh, my goodness.
I want whatever he's having.
I know. It must be good coffee.
Don't you always love, though, in the news where it's like, and today in the news, three people were killed in a head-on crash, and now... M&M's. You know, like, there's
and
no...
Now,
make the transition.
There's no impossible right. turn. All right, so here we go. If you need the air conditioning, heating, electrical, or the plumbing worked on in your house, had too many donuts, then Peden, they'll take care of you. Listen, in 1969, Robert Peden was just, you know, hot. In Panama City, he was hot, and he wanted to be cold, so he did air conditioning, and then he did it for his friends and his family, and then he started building a business, and now, all along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee to Mobile, you can get... the plumbing, air conditioning, heating, and electrical work done by Peden. Good products, good people, 100% satisfaction guarantee. And this month and next month, actually, until Halloween, storm season, that is not an invitation to put up your decorations. Stop it. The storm season, you can get power and savings. Save $1,500 until the end of hurricane season on a dependable and powerful Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Call or book online. Get more information at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. We're not going to get into that concept. I'm not going to argue with you about when Halloween decorations should go up. It's October.
That's another frivolous topic. I do believe.
I'll go ahead and make a note. Halloween decor.
You and your pin.
We'll come back to it later. No, I'm not going to do that topic. I don't have enough time. We have no time. We have just enough time for me to complain about how we don't have enough time. Well, didn't you use up time by complaining? But shut up. Shut up. I don't need that help. Smack. Meg is going to be next. In studio, we've got Mike Wiggins, the mayor, the garden expert, and the man who is looking at me now with a mixture of befuddlement, amusement, and pity. I think pity is the driving force behind those eyes. Local news.